Temperatures generally did not get low enough to damage citrus Thursday night and Friday morning. Florida Citrus Mutual spokesman Andrew Meadows reports.
Initial reports looks like we came through pretty good. I'll qualify that by saying there are always cold spots and cold pockets in low-lying areas. Growers did run water. They were using freeze protection, and that always helps, but certainly nothing catastrophic. There is some concern about the bloom. We're right in the middle of the bloom period and some concern that that may be affected, but we won't know, and that won't hash out for the next couple days. But overall, cautiously optimistic.
What were the coldest temperatures around the citrus belt?
We got some upper 20s up north in the northern Polk, Lake County areas. We had some reports of high 20s, but again, nothing for duration. As you know, 28 for 4 hours is kind of the line of demarcation for when we get some damage.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.